Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged into Grudnick.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Yo, 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 it's your man, Crew Chief, a.k.a. Trevor Posky, representing Florida, the South, baby, this Grudging Radio, let's do it.
Yo, yo, yo.
You are now into Grudnick.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Yo, 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 it's your man, Crew Chief, a.k.a. Trevor Posky.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
What's going on,
Cookie? Hey, what's going on? Hey, Paul, I don't know what you're doing, but you got a change. You got a lot of background noise, bro.
What's going on?
The heavyweight champion of the
you got
world.
a lot of background noise, bro.
I just found it, Cookie. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Who does that sound like, Cookie?
Good morning, good morning. Whoever it is, they
Fred,
I know. I hope they just
Bread man. What's going on, Poochie? What's going on with you, brother? How was your day?
Oh man, it's been one hell of a day. I tell you what, I've been up since 1 a.m. bumping and grinding, hitting the clock. I ain't stopped running yet. So, hey, one thing about it, I'm blessed though. I'm not complaining. I'm loving it. I'm a little bit tired, but hey, I'm making it. How about yourself, brother?
Man, you know we down here turning these wrenches, man. To all the callers, man, we're a little late, man. We down here trying to get ready for the big weekend. Mike Hill down in the House of Hook. So we're a little late. Y'all got to excuse us a little bit. Excuse me a little bit. But Crew Chief, go ahead and take off with your sponsor, bro. Let's get this show on the road.
All right, like T5 said, we running a little late. But, like I say, we're trying to get this thing together. But I'm going to go ahead and run down through my sponsors real quick. But before I run through my sponsors, you know, first and foremost, I got to give thanks to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because without him, none of this would be possible. So I got to tell him thank you for waking me up, waking my homeboys up, my family up, my friends up, my enemies up. Waking everybody up, be blessed, you know what I'm saying, to just see this day. So with that being said, thank you. Okay, now that I got that out the way, I'm going to run down through the sponsors real quick. Like I said, we're running a little bit behind, so I'm going to do this real quick. Y'all listen up real quick. First and foremost, we got D&L Performance. Obnoxious racing apparel, race fittings, horsepower sales, applied nitrous, TRV Motorsports, Wilson Manifolds, Grudge Inc., AA Performance, Eric Automotive, Kelly's Racing, TRD Racing Engines, ATF Transmissions, Speed and Short World, Mr. Ronnie Brown, Big Big Muscle Cars, Dale's Wheels and Tires, Price Accounting Firm, and last but not least, as I say every weekend, and we're going to be on it extra heavy this weekend, Remy Martin, VSOP. So with that being said, and we got that out the way, Fire, yeah, I know you're Fire. You ain't leaving hanging, did it, brother? Well, maybe he did. There ain't no pressure. I know he ain't going to be gone long. But as we said, yeah, we run a little behind time today, making sure we crossing all our T's and dotting all our I's, getting everything locked and loaded, getting ready to load this good trailer up to head north to Jackson, South Carolina. My main man, Mike Hill, he got it going on real big down at the House of Hook this weekend. I'm pretty sure everybody heard about it, what's going on this weekend. We've been talking about it for the last couple of weeks. You know, it's been a big topic about on everybody's show. These past couple of weeks, Mike Hill. Nobody does it like Mike Hill. If you haven't been there or if you're thinking about coming, I guarantee you definitely don't want to miss it. Because I guarantee it's going to be history in the making. It's going to be a lot of upset people. It's going to be a lot of surprised people. There's going to be a lot of paid people. Which one you going to be, I couldn't tell you. You have to be there to be any one of them. So definitely don't be absent. You don't want to miss this one. It's going to be big. I mean, I can't even start the list. I mean, he got a guest list out this world that you'll need to play back the show to listen to it all to catch all the names. But nevertheless, we'll definitely be down there this weekend. We'll be in the building supporting Mike Hill and a couple other fellow racers. Come down there, give y'all a good show, put on a good show, represent for the team, the sponsors, as we always try to do. That they help us out so much, because without a lot of these races, we definitely wouldn't make it to without the sponsors. So we definitely getting ready to go up here and show out, put on a good showing for the people to help us put on a good show. Like I say, I'm going to keep it short and sweet tonight. I don't know what T5 got planned, but like I said, I've been up since 1 a.m. bumping and grinding. I done been on one side of the state and turned around and drove all the way back to the other side of the state. I done left north, came all the way down to the bottom. Down here in Dave with my main man, Big Low. I ain't going to even try to get him on because I know he doing his thing right now, turning boats, going over the car and making sure everything is everything. So I ain't going to even bother his line. He might be on. If he's not on, I understand. I heard we had Bridge, man, on earlier. Bridge, you there?
Crew Chief, yeah, I'm here. We got your main man on the phone. Mr. Hitman himself want to talk about his show a little bit. Crew Chief, we got a couple of callers on. I need to get in or not. Last week I missed a couple, so I don't want nobody mad, man. You know, we a little small-time talk show. Want to make sure we get everybody in. But let me click Mike Hill in right now so he can talk about his show.
Definitely,
Hitman,
definitely. Let's get in.
You on live with Crew Chief, Mr. Mike Hill.
What up, Crew Chief? What's happening? What's up, everybody?
Oh, I ain't nothing, Mike. Hey, Mike, before you even start, yeah. Mike, I'm letting you know right now. We getting ready to head up your way. We getting ready to load this truck up, head up your way. It's raining down here in the bottom, so we won't even get it washed up or nothing. We ain't gonna wash the car, we ain't gonna wash the truck, We just wanna go up there and show up. We wanna come up there and show up.
Hey, that sounds good.
With that being said, I'm gonna let you go ahead and do what you gotta do things, Mike. You got the mic, you're yours, brother.
We just got a year in finale race this weekend, man. The last one at Carolina Dragway of the year. You know, and like I said, we're putting up $12,000 this weekend. $4,000 on 28 nitrous only, $4,000 on extreme 29s, and we got a back half shootout, you know, and got some good grudge races locked in also. So, you know, I mean, just better be there to see it. You know, it's gonna be, you know, probably one of the best ones of the year. We done had some good races, and like I said, always big, man. I mean, I think everybody won't be there to see this. You know, and I know you guys coming up. So it's going to be huge. You know, it's going to be huge, man. Just hope everybody have a safe trip up. Safe trip when we get down, some good racing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, Mike, I got a question for you because I got to ask this question. For your race, do you have a special grudge race line? Hey, Paul, hold on. We got some background noise, bro.
Hold on. I'm finna put my earpiece on. That might be me. I'm in there. It might be me in here with some, you know, McCain in a restaurant. Yeah, hold on, boss. All right, Coochie, what'd you say now?
No, I was saying I gotta ask, do you have a special line for just grudge racing? For if you got a grudge race, only if you got a grudge race is coming this line right here, and you got a grudge race line. Are you gonna have a grudge race line, or how that's gonna work out?
Man, we tried it last year also to try to keep our far two lane for the shootout car, and then the grudge race. And I honestly, I'll tell you what happened. that's something we gotta, I gotta speak with you on. I know we're gonna keep try to have the Grudges Lane, but I tell you what happens even in the Grudges Lane. You got everybody that come up and say, me and this car Grudges, and they actually don't. Which, you know, I gotta be honest. You know, I'm like, well, long as you two going side by side, that's good with me. But I don't want to lie to the fans or the people and make them think they got a Grudge race they ain't. You know, that's why I'm gonna try to talk to the announcer. You know, make sure the Grudge race that me and Dog, everybody know about, we announce, yeah, hey, this is a Grudge race. This is not a Grudge race. It's just, you know, I want to make sure people know the Grudge race, so people don't think we, you know, making them think this is a Grudge race.
Okay, that's understandable. I can see why racers would do that, and then I can see why you, as a promoter, and as an event, as you know, as you're going to event, I can see why you want to stop that. But it's all good. I just had to ask, because this would be my first time coming for one of the end of the year. We came last year up that Sunday, but everybody said we missed all the good stuff that Saturday. You know what I mean? Okay. So.
Yeah, it was a lot of it, man. We had a lot of it. Me and this car Grudge, me and this car Grudge. We just got to get a test in two lanes, a locked in Grudge. Two shootout lanes, two locked in Grudge, and two test in two lanes.
Okay.
Crew Chief.
I'm joking. We got another
special guest on. Your main man. 337-16, go ahead. No.
Hey,
go ahead. 404-37-16.
What's going on, Gucci? My ear, thank you for putting your goddamn phone on mute.
Oh, you're tight, man. What happened, tight?
Oh, I can't call it, baby.
Oh, man, hey, I'm definitely looking forward to getting on that side in here shortly in a little bit. I'm excited. I'm pumped. When I say I'm pumped, I went into work 1 o'clock this morning to make sure I can be out in time and come and help the fellas get their program together so we can make that trip, bro. And I ain't going to speak until we get done.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. That's what the team's supposed to do.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I'm pulling out all the stops. I told them I ain't going to worry about it. I ain't going to sleep until we get on the road. So whatever need to be done, whatever we need to do, buy gas, buy tires, buy a truck, buy a trailer, whatever we need to do to make it happen, hey, I'm here, bro. I'm definitely looking forward to coming down to this race. Like I said, it'll be my first time experiencing it for myself. So, I'm like a kid in the candy store right now. So, I know what time you going to be rolling up in that site?
I can't answer that, Crew Chief. I'll be there early Friday.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up. Well, hey, I definitely look forward to running into you.
Oh, yeah. You know, all the thing I can tell you is it's damn near fight time.
It's damn near fight time. Yeah, you're right about that. I know John Holmes will be there. He ain't gonna be too far away. So it's definitely gonna be fight time. You know, him and the light man, so it's gonna be a good one. It's gonna be a good one. That's all I can say.
Him and who?
Him and the light man. You know who the light man is, right? That's Johnny Realtree.
Oh.
Johnny Realtree is the light man. And John, you know who John Holmes is.
I don't know him.
AKA Lil Rick.
Who?
Lil Rick.
Who?
Oh, okay, you got motherfucking your foot on foot, no damn bitch. You fuck me as a who bird. You fuck me as a who bird.
Nah, I'm just bullshitting. Hey, man, anybody talk to Lil Rick? Ain't nobody heard from him, you know?
Hey, man, you know, hey, you leave him alone. We ain't trying to talk to him, you know what I mean? Hey, he's doing the right thing. He's getting himself together. You know,
you know that one thing about me, and Lil Rick will tell you, I try to keep it clear all the time. with him because he, you know, he all right. He all right with me.
So, Ty, what you trying to say? You try to keep between the mayonnaise and the mustard. That's what you trying to tell us?
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. As long as the bitch don't put no bologna in between that, we good.
Yeah, he didn't fuck with that swine, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's what's up, Ty. That's just definitely what's up. So,
hey, I got one question for you, Crew Chief.
Go ahead and talk to me.
Now, you know, you know Lo needs some help, right? And as a team, you know, you're supposed to be willing to do whatever the team needs you to do, right? It's been 3 weeks, man, and that man just texted me and told me he ain't find that goddamn string yet. Because you get the flashlight.
Hey, tight. Now, that's my homeboy, but I ain't anybody. I'll be damned if I pull one of their ass to the top with a flashlight looking for a string. It's not going to happen. Hey, I'm not going to
Hey, Crew Chief, we got one of your main men on the phone, man. I got to click him in because he's young for a short time. I got to click him in. 708-0212. You on live with Crew Chief.
Crew Chief, what's happening, baby boy?
What's going on, brother? I know the voice. What's good with you, man?
I'm good with that, tight, man. I'm good, man. I'm good. I had to call in, man. I had to call in.
Tell me you coming down this weekend.
I would love to, man, but due to some circumstances, I can't come right now. But you can believe I'm going to be back in the saddle very soon.
All right. I can respect that and I can understand that, brother. Hey, you got to do what you got to do. Time don't permit. Like, so when time permits, we'll run into one another when time permits, brother.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, I mean, I still got you locked in my phone. So, you know, it's just in due time when God bless me and I move around, you know, you're going to know. But I had to call in, man. It's been a long time coming. I had to call in.
I damn sure appreciate it, brother. And how's everything going up there, man?
Man, it's going. It's doing a little raining right now, you know. It's doing a little raining, but it's going. You know, I can't complain. God's been good, so I ain't complaining about nothing.
What's the temperature like up there, brother?
Man, we ain't going to talk about the temperature now. We ain't going to talk about that. It's a little cold. it's just a little cold now. I mean, you know, people walking around with, you know, long johns and things of that nature. I don't know about everybody else, but I got mine on. I do got mine on.
I just want to tell you, it was 77. I think the high was 80 today, but around about 5 o'clock, it was still 77 up here. And I had my air conditioner on. I just wanted to wave to you.
Yeah, well, thank you. I appreciate it. It was, it was about 43, maybe 42.
We barely seeing 70 down here.
I would love to be in some nice 70-80 degree weather right now, you know, but I take the bitter with the sweet.
Hey man, you can do it, but you gotta promise you one thing. When you feel it, you gotta keep your clothes on. You know what I mean? You might want to take all your clothes off and run around like you're on that nude beach down here. You're on that nude beach. Just keep your clothes on.
I ain't going to promise you that now.
Crew Chief, we got another call on here. Crew Chief, hold on. Let me click him in. 313-0178. You on live with Crew Chief.
Hey, what's happening, Crew Chief? That guy they're talking about, he want to be in some 70-degree weather. All they got to do is drive on down there. There's nothing holding him up.
Who we speaking to?
Kimo.
Oh, Kimo.
Hey, Kimo, knock it off. No, knock it off, Kimo. Yeah, I mean, y'all starting to go to these races. I've been going to Mike Hill races like that. So y'all just starting to go and try to, you know, venture off down there. Y'all don't want to go past Detroit and Milan, Michigan and Martin, Michigan.
Who am I speaking to?
This is the one and only Bailey B-Boy. This is the one and only. Yeah.
Oh, okay, but baby boy, Mm-hmm. All you got to do is drive down there. I mean, I know we're just starting to go, but we're going to represent when we do go down.
But I understand that. But see, what the thing with me is, and I'll keep this short and simple, my family comes first, so I have to worry about my family and these children first. Mason going to be there.
Okay. Now, before I wasn't, I just had jumped on and heard you say you wanted to be in some 70-degree weather. I would say all you got to do is drive on down there. I wasn't seeing
that. Oh, yeah. I do that, you know, with no problem. I do that with no problem. But, you know, I gotta take care of home first. Unless you going to let me come stay with you.
Hey, man, I wouldn't want to stay with you anyway, man.
Tigers and wolves over here, man. Now, I don't know if you even want to live over here.
No, I don't want to come over there. I've been to the jungle already. I don't want to go back. No, I'm cool. Mm-mm.
Hey, Kimo,
nah, I'm straight.
Kimo,
what's up? What up, B?
You coming south for the weekend?
No, I'm going to come down there to Baldy's race.
Oh, so you coming? What you going to bring?
I only got one car, crew chief. I'm bringing that turbo down there. Mm-hmm.
Got a small block.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Coochie.
Is that Kimo talking about you coming down here?
Yeah,
Kimo? Yeah, I'm going to come down.
Kimo got to stop through the gate and see me before he come through the track. He already know. Kimo, you got to see me. I'm going to be up there with the big dude with no teeth waiting on you.
Really?
Yeah, Kimo.
Well, don't look for me at Mike Hill race, but I'll be at Baldy's race.
Oh shit, Kimo, let me cook your ass off. Hold on, Kimo, I ain't, you know you might.
Coochie,
we're gonna pull your ass, man.
Hey, look, Coochie, this dude here said he's gonna come on and close the motherfucking show, Coochie. I don't know who he is, but he got a crazy ass area code 828. You on live with Coochie?
And
then
What's going on? Ain't nothing more. Who am I talking with, brother?
It's Skinny Man.
Skinny Man.
Uh-huh.
Oh, hey. What's up, brother?
What's going
on?
Tell me about your race down south you're having at Sunshine or Showtime.
Hey, Showtime Raceway. November 30th is going down real big. I'm doing 28, 29 race. Somebody's got some background noise. And as you left,
Yeah. Hey, that's the old Sunshine, right?
Yeah, that's the old Sunshine track.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, we got, I'm doing 28-29, I'm doing shootout. Yo.
Hey, I got a stock suspension tonight, so I'm looking for some action.
What's the problem, man? You got it. Hey, Matt. First of all, hold on. Skinny Man, I ain't going to do that. I ain't going to disrespect you like that. Skinny Man. I want to tell you congratulations on your win, brother, first and foremost. I want to tell you congratulations on your win.
We got lucky.
Anyway, you won. You kept the W on, so that's all that matters. Regardless of how I win, you blew the towel, caught him slipping or whatever, I want to tell you congratulations on your win. And now I got that out of the way. Y'all coming to my kill race?
No, I can't make it, man. I got to go to another class race.
I was already committed to
I race for a living, so I mean I got to go where my customers want me, you know.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that, Matthew. I mean, Sam, I
kind of like you, so I'm thinking about coming to your race and knocking some of these motherfuckers off.
Where the problem at, sir?
I said I kind of like you. I'm coming to support your race. I think I might knock a couple motherfuckers off down there.
Ain't no problem, sir. I don't have a problem with that. Just come on and get. You know the track. You know how the Sunshine is. Just come and get with the program. You bring it. As long as you ain't got no Willie balls, you come with it. Come on.
No, I ain't getting in no dang class race. I'm on grid racing.
Okay, where the problem at, sir?
No, no. Oh, I have no problem. I'm just asking. I just want to make sure it's the same two racetracks.
Yes, sir. That's the same racetrack. No Sunshine. It's just called Showtime now.
Okay. Who owns it now?
I'd advise to you to do it to some white guy. Is the best thing I can tell you. I can't tell you his name off the top of my head. I can't tell you the name off the top of his head. I'd be lying if I told you, bro. If I told you your name right now, I'd be lying to you. Because you just caught me slipping. You caught me with my pants down. But probably by the end of the show, it'll bring them pop back in my head. But if you plan on coming down,
I ain't coming unless I got nothing locked in. But somebody want to lock something in? We game.
What you want to lock in with what, bro?
Anybody sits like me, 1-on-5 or better, they got a rear grace. I don't need to know nothing else.
Damn. Okay, how do you sit?
Stock suspension nitrous. Big block. 28s or 29s or 315s. I don't give a goddamn what they got.
Damn. Really?
I didn't slow
down. They got, how about force induction? You want to try some force induction shit?
Some what?
You want to try some force induction?
No. I fucking nitrous only. I don't know about no force induction. I do that when I get home. I force my induction.
Okay. Nitrous, how long you need to know? I say how long, how far in advance you need to know? I might have something for you.
2 weeks. Give me 2 weeks.
As long as you got 2 weeks notice, that's not a problem. I'm going to work on something
for
you.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure.
I'm going to work on something for you. And nitrous, as long as you sit like you. I know how you sit, but I'm just clarifying it. You got the same understanding.
Nitrous,
okay,
stock
cool.
Suspension, no training wheels, 29s or 315s, they got a motherfucking drag race.
Okay. Shit, that sounds like a deal to me. I'll be getting back with you. Yo.
When
you know how we do it,
man, I got your man on the phone.
I ain't trying to play no games.
Somebody call me?
Yeah, I got your man on the phone.
Who that?
Bring him on 1 second. Hold on. Mr. Holmes, you on live with Crew Chief.
How about it, boys? How y'all?
Oh, man. What's up, my main man? What happened, partner?
Not much. Been working.
Yeah, I had you had one of your number one fans, well, your number two fan. He was asking about you. He was wondering where you was at. I told him, man, don't worry about you. You good. Don't worry about that. Old tight man was wondering where you was at.
Yeah, that's all right. I've been getting it ready, my car, so we can come down there with y'all.
Oh, appreciate it, brother. I definitely appreciate it. Shit, I can't wait to have you come down. And I know it's going to be trouble when you get there. Hey, you know I'm riding with you all the way, John. I got the ride, which I got two hands on that thing for me. You ever seen two black hands on a walk top?
I hear you, boy.
That's me. Don't worry. When you look down and see them two black hands, that's me. I'm putting you all the way back to the crib. All the way back to the crib. But talk to me.
Hey, man, I'm going to duck up on out of here. I got to go handle some business. But you got my number.
Yes, I do.
Hey, I want to find out about your race. You guys cool cats. So I want to see what's going on.
Okay, I'll tell you what, I'll probably call you tomorrow, because I'll call you back tonight, because we got a lot going on, trying to get the stuff together, but I'll call you tomorrow, man, if that ain't a problem.
Hey, let me know if you dig in the bushes and find somebody, all right?
Ha, that's what I'm going to call you for.
All right, see.
Okay, see you. All right. John.
Yes, sir.
How your day been, brother, before we get into all this rigmarole? How your day been?
Been good, man, good.
That's good. How
life
you watch,
treating
man?
Me good. All of them
how
doing
you
fine. She's doing good.
Watch. Okay, tell her I say hi.
She's listening. She's probably hear you on the computer.
Okay, cool. Hey, Miss Janice. It's Crew Chief checking on you. Few times with Miss Janice. She ride about with Lil Rick, just in case y'all don't know. I just told you. Okay, so besides that fish, besides that goldfish you're gonna catch this weekend, what's good? What's on your agenda, Little Rick?
Go catch that fish and get in that shootout and go ahead with that too.
That's what I'm talking about. We're gonna catch a goldfish and use them for bait in the shootout.
Yep. I had him reeled in, but the damn line broke on me, so I had to let him go.
We're gonna set the drag on his ass this time. Don't worry
about
it.
That's right.
We got
a little bit stronger test line this time.
Oh yeah. If he popped this motherfucker, somebody had scissors to cut it. Somebody had scissors to cut that motherfucker. Believe that shit. That's what's up.
Right.
I definitely appreciate you listening in. You can stand by if you want to. If not, fine. Hold on, let me see what time it is. I'm trying to keep the show to.
Yes, sir. I'm on live. I got a dude from 630-0018. He want to have a conversation, Crew Chief, with you. 630-0018. You on live with Crew Chief.
Hey, what's up, Crew Chief? What's going on, brother?
Oh, man, ain't nothing much. Talk to me, brother.
Yeah, man, this is T.I.G. from Chicago, man. I go by Big Pun out of Chicago, man. I've been following you guys real tough, man. I just want to take my hat off to you and Big Fella, you know, for doing what y'all doing, man. We really appreciate that.
Shit. We appreciate you, brother. We appreciate you, because a lot of these cats won't even take their hat off to us, man. They give their ass a kiss and talk shit about us. So, you know, our haters are our biggest motivators, and, you know, our fans, the ones who, you know, push us up and, you know, give us props and, you know, acknowledge us, you know, they just make it that much more stronger, man. So we appreciate you, bro, just as much, man.
Right. I've been following you for quite a bit, and I was looking for you to come out to that, for y'all to come up to the North versus South this year in July, but I see y'all to make the trip. You know, I personally want to come over and meet y'all, you know what I'm saying, but maybe we'll meet you in the future.
Okay, hey, brother. Same here. We would in due time we would meet. You know, if you know, when time permits, bro. When time permits, if you can't make it this weekend, it'd be one hell of a show you gonna miss. But if you can't make it this weekend, I'm pretty sure we gonna run into one another sooner or later. When we do, hey, we gonna throw it up, man.
Oh, for sure. Cause I want you and Big Fella to get back to putting the Johnson and Johnson on people.
Man, listen. Hey, listen. What they don't realize is soon to come. Like Dog told me, oh, I ain't said Johnson & Johnson. I ain't even using no Johnson & Johnson because we ain't had our shit together. But we're getting back to the old good shit now. So when that shit come back around, you're going to hear that Johnson & Johnson. We're going to start passing it out left and right. And I'm personally going to get Dog first hit of that motherfucker. Here you go.
Hey, Coochie, you never should have said Dog name, man. You said that old bitch name, and he motherfucking pushed the one, but you know you can't say that old motherfucker name.
Oh,
hey,
man.
Willie,
goddammit, this Bartholomew on this motherfucker. And how y'all doing, T5 and Coochie? Y'all boys, I've been listening to you motherfuckers, but I'm going to tell you right now. I'm gonna give Crew Chief the Johnson and Johnson special. You come down here this weekend, bitch. Any fucking thing you sit in, anything, you got the back motherfucking tie, bitch.
Hey, Crew Chief. Hey, Crew Chief.
Yo.
Hey, this your man T.I.G. from Chicago. I really don't appreciate Dog talking to you like that. Man, you might have to slide down a Big Fella tie and knock his head off.
Don't give a fuck whether you appreciate it or not, motherfucker. The reason I said it was because ain't a goddamn thing you can do about it.
Hey, you know what? You know, you really walking on thin ice, old man. You better be careful.
Motherfucker, ain't no motherfucking ice down here. It's 80 degrees, bitch. Y'all motherfuckers the one walking on thin ice. You Chicago-raised motherfucker. I heard you come on there talking about you from Chicago. You bring your gay bitch ass down and you got the same goddamn thing. The back tie, bitch.
You can say whatever you want to say, but just remember this. At night when you go to sleep, remember you walking on thin ice, motherfucker. And
If I go to sleep, motherfucker, I'm in my bed. I ain't on no motherfucking ice. You got the back tie if you come down here this week.
I didn't say you was going to go to sleep on thin ice. See, hey, dog, there's one thing I want to let you. You got a listener problem. You like to say what you want to say and dictate to everybody the way you want things to go. But I'm here to tell you, I didn't tell you you was going to go to bed on ice. I told you you was going to be walking on thin ice. So you both
well, motherfucker, you telling a damn lie. If you know who I am, goddammit, I don't walk on no ice. I might hop on the motherfucker.
I know who you is, Willie
hey,
White.
I might hop on thin ice. I don't walk on it. I'll hop on it.
I know who you is, Willie White.
What I'm trying to tell you, I don't walk. I hop. I don't walk. I hop.
You right. You ain't got but one good leg. I forgot. That's right. You do.
That's
not.
What I'm trying to tell you, goddammit, gay ass. Now you get your motherfucking ass down. You can get in. Hey, you can get in crew chief. You can get in this. You can get in
hey,
crew chief place if you want to.
Hey,
get in
hey,
crew
hey,
chief
hey,
place. Any car you sit
hey,
on, any
hey,
car you
I
borrow,
it, you ride the
and who
right
it is,
now,
I'm gonna run your ass.
Hey,
and you got the back tire, and I'm gonna run you with a stock suspension car on 28.
Hey dog, I ain't gonna let you run down on a man like that, dog.
Hey, he can say what he want to say. He ain't doing.
Now,
he ain't doing nothing but lip boxes. He ain't doing nothing but lip boxes. Ferris ain't never did nothing.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Hey, Crew Chief, where y'all going to be at this week, Crew Chief?
I'm going to be in the Hook this weekend, goddammit.
Okay, we're going to be at the House of Hook. I heard my brother. Is that the same brother that's from Chicago that's on the phone now?
Yeah, he's from
right.
Chicago.
Are you planning on making a trip down here this week, sir?
No, I'm on my way to the West Coast right now. We'll be on the West Coast.
Well,
right
I
now.
Didn't take your gay ass on over to San Francisco where the rest of them faggots at. And then
okay,
when you come
yeah,
this way, then you talk to me. Otherwise,
but,
shut the fuck up.
But the thing about this here, I'm going to be where I'm going to be. You're going to be where you at. I can say what I want to say when I want to say it. You don't run a motherfucking thing.
That's why I said I ain't going to talk to you no more. You going over there to the fag country. So go on to the fag country. I ain't bothering you. My fault.
The fag country is up north. I'm on the south side. I don't go to the north
side.
Oh,
you said you were finna go to California, motherfucker.
I said the west coast. This is the fag.
That's the goddamn California to me. West coast California.
You don't know nothing with your smart ass. It's a divide land. North and south.
Hey man, he got Alzheimer's, man. You gotta leave him alone, man. He got Alzheimer's. He don't understand.
You
he
said if that dumb motherfucker
like,
think the West Coast is between north and south, he's a damn dumbass fool. Between the north and south, motherfucker, you got the goddamn building.
We ain't gonna talk about nobody's dumb. We ain't gonna talk about nobody's dumb. You give a race away last week. Now who dumb? Me or you?
Hey, Crew Chief. Hey,
yo.
Coachy, man, yo. I got another one of your white homeboys on the phone, man. This dude with these glasses. Hey, listen, man, the dude be licking his goddamn glasses in the damn staging lane. And I'm going to get this motherfucker on the phone. Go ahead. The dude that's licking his goddamn glasses.
Dog.
Yo.
What's up?
Who this?
It's Terry.
Hey, dog. Hold. Dog, you ain't have to ask that question. The only thing you got to do is say the bitch is licking his glasses in the stage lane.
Oh, I ain't know that. What's up, Terry?
Shit. Getting ready to leave.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Everybody getting ready to go. Hey, you going to be in Jackson tomorrow, dog?
Yes, I am.
You going to have a call with you tomorrow?
Yes, I am.
Hey, Terry.
Yeah.
I was on another show and somebody said they finna go to SBOS. I can't remember who said it, boy.
Witt said it. That's who said it. You know who said it, Kimo, you black motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, okay. No. I forgot who said it. Okay. Yeah. Hey, what the? Hey, dog, you know I'm going to let it ride now.
I want to know if Crew Chief's getting there. Yes, I'm going to be at the House Hook tomorrow with a car. Crew Chief was talking to me first. Let me find out. He might want to use some Johnson & Johnson on me.
No, I'm going to use the K-Wall.
You said T5 going to be there. T5 better have his ass nowhere close to the House of Hook tomorrow.
I'm going to use the K-Wall on you, man. Hey, dog.
I'm going to be at the House of Hook.
If T5 comes to the House of Hook tomorrow, he got the fucking back tie with his goddamn car.
Hey,
so
I'll tell you what I do.
Hold on, five.
Okay,
go ahead. I got this, motherfucker. Hey, dog. I'm coming to Jackson with the KY. See how you
coming? Hey, fuck all that KY
man,
and all that. Do the fucking after the race.
Man.
What you bitches
man,
gonna do tomorrow at the
me.
Racetrack? You can do all this fucking
man,
later.
Listen. I'm gonna knock the wrinkles out your ass.
Fuck, you gonna be down here to do it tomorrow?
I'm gonna knock the wrinkles out your ass, though. When I say
you're gonna be down here to do it tomorrow.
I'm going to knock the wrinkles out your ass. Your ass gonna be smooth.
Okay. We got that.
Hey,
are you gonna race them?
Hey, dog, if you take the KY jelly, you won't feel nothing.
KY Jelly, I don't need no KY Jelly. I already got a big asshole. My asshole already been goddamn swallowed out. I don't need no jelly.
Oh, man. I might not want none of that then.
I asked you a question, sir. Are you going to be at the House of Hook tomorrow with a car?
If the good Lord wake me up in the morning.
Okay, what you
want to
lock in, bitch? What you want to lock in, bitch?
I'm gonna lock in some head. If you tell you lock in, you gonna take some business. I'm gonna lock in. I'm gonna put this dick in your mouth.
Oh Lord.
Gotcha.
I'm trying to get some races first, so we can talk about the jokes later. You might need to go see Tony Bynum about all that old gay shit. Tony Bynum on the faggot that I know down this way.
I'm straight. I don't want none of that. I'm straight. I don't want none of that. See, I can kick the bubble with you. I know who I can joke with. Look, motherfucker.
But look here. I got that fever back for T5 ass. I want T5 motherfucking ass. T5, you going to breathe loud tomorrow, bitch?
Hey, dog. I hope you ain't talking about that Mustang. You talking about that Mustang?
I'm talking about business Mustang. I would give T5 the back motherfucking tie. On the way, he got to come.
You
got to come out the
back.
And he got lane choice.
If you get T5 the back top with that Mustang, I guarantee Biz gonna slap the shit out you for doing that dumbass shit.
Hey, Biz might slap me, but ain't no bitch in the world. Well, I ain't gonna say what a bitch won't do, but I tell you what, when he go goddamn swimming, when he go swimming, he'll go swimming one arm.
Hold on one second, Coochie.
Y'all be quiet. Let me talk to this gay ass T5.
Hold on one second, dog. Everybody in the world knows you're doing the Tony Bynum. Now, let me just show you ain't trying to win. I say 1-on-5, you got the back tie and your fucking tow vehicle with my tow vehicle. Get your ass down, bitch.
I don't race
my
tow vehicle, sir.
Okay.
I don't race my tow vehicle,
sir. That's the only thing I got to race this weekend, motherfucker.
Okay, well, let me see you say that. I'll shut the fuck up, then. I ain't trying to put no Tony Bynum, bitch. I'm trying to race.
You got lane choice, motherfucker.
Hey, don't race with my tow vehicle, sir. My tow vehicle, I need it to last me, goddamn it, 15 or 20 more years if I live that long.
That's all I got this weekend. Now, I will knock the dust off your whole ass.
I just said, okay, sir, I apologize.
Okay,
now, next week, I'm going to talk to a motherfucker that's going to have a car.
You keep talking slick, that 15 or 20 years going to turn to 10 years.
It don't make no motherfucking difference, bitch. As long as I make 10 years, that's more than you've been living, motherfucker.
Hey, do you know any other word besides bitch, man?
No, I don't, bitch ass motherfucker.
You got a one-page encyclopedia and it's styled with a P. That's all the words you know.
No, I can call you a hoe-ass bitch, motherfucker. It start with a W.
Well, look like dog got your back to the wall, baby boy.
Thank you, Chemo.
Hey, man, listen, man.
Hey, dog,
fuck
Chemo
all
ain't
that.
Goddamn, dog.
Chemo, bitch, fuck Chemo, kid. Y'all can't handle Chemo neither, bitch.
Man, Chemo in the motherfucking way, man.
Anyway, when Chemo called got all pressure, I got all pressure, and y'all motherfuckers got them talking about KY Jelly. I'm trying to raise y'all trying to fuck. We can fuck after I race you.
Chemo, you coming to the track?
We got something with all pressure now. Dog, we just ain't got
what you got gonna be at the House of Hook tomorrow. Anything you got, Gucci, I don't care what it is, long as you drive it, I'm gonna give you the back tie. Now let's talk about that.
That's T5 talking, dog, not me.
Oh well, okay. Still, you are T5. T5 or Gucci, anything and one of you bitches sitting in it tomorrow at the House of Hook, you got the back tie. Now let's talk about this race. If we talking about jokes, we can talk about jokes afterwards.
No problem, sir.
Now, you got a car you want to run in with, you want to lock in, bitch? I'll let you know in the morning. All right, next time I come on this motherfucker, y'all better play. Here come the champ.
The champ of what?
Hey.
Talking shit right now.
Y'all let him hop in and shut the show down, man.
Hey, thank you, Chemo. I told them bitches, motherfuckers,
man,
better not breathe out on this motherfucker.
Dog and Chemo ain't finna do his goddamn thing. Chemo, you better not come through that goddamn gate this weekend, goddamn, unless you motherfuckers got with me and you talked about, bitch. Don't let me talk to you this week, motherfucker. I'm Chemo, bitch. I already told you what I got to race this weekend, ain't that it?
Okay,
that's
I ain't running your tow truck, because I don't want to embarrass your motherfucking ass right now.
Hey, T-5. And Kimo, you bring your toe up in there, I would knock five from your ass, Kimo.
Hey, my AT fuck all that.
Hey, I got a question, dog. Hey, dog.
Yeah.
I got a question for you. Who you like this weekend, the Shadow or the Beast?
Shadow the Beast, they ain't locked in yet. I don't believe they're going to really run. I don't think the Beast want none of that trouble right now.
Shoot me. Yeah, you're right about that. I don't think the Beast want that problem. I thought the motherfuckers were locked in. Where's Mike at?
They didn't lock in. They was talking about it. They doing all this secret shit. Now, if they did, they're going to announce it tomorrow. I got a special show Friday. We'll know Friday. For sure, they might be holding it, but I really don't think the Beast want none of that trouble. I don't think you want that problem.
Man,
I'm going to go against y'all, man. I think Certified
wants
that problem.
I really don't care. I want to see when Cold Killing Lethal Weapon, when they run, I want to see who's going to be able to accept that loss, man. That's what I want to see. That shit's going to be priceless, man.
Yeah, hey, man, listen. That's going to be a race to see. That's going to be a fucking race to see. But I got to stand with my homie. I got to stand with him. Like I said, don't get me wrong. Cold killer, no way we go. I think it's going to be an upset, bro. I think Rick going to upset him. That's just how I feel. I know Mike say, you know, when we get to Jackson, y'all gonna see a totally different car, but you don't have to show it to me.
Yeah, I'm kind of leaning like you is on that, crew chief. It's gonna be. I mean, the anticipation is a motherfucker, man.
Yeah. Goodness. Only thing, when he cut the light on, they gotta give him his spot. But they ain't gave up, man. That man earned that shit. He earned it. I mean, right now, Cold Killer is the baddest bitch out.
Yeah.
You know what
hey,
I mean?
Hey, what happened to Kerry? I thought Kerry was on there, Coochie.
Kerry is on.
Oh, he was trying to say something. Y'all cut him off, man. Y'all don't supposed to do white folks like that,
no,
man.
No, that was you. You cut him off, motherfucker.
Oh, no. I was trying to get a race up, bitch, and you was trying to dodge, motherfucker.
Everybody trying to shut your old ass up and let's see what Terry got to say. Terry, what happened, Terry?
Not much, just listening in, getting ready to leave, come down south.
Are y'all coming to my kid race?
Yeah, we're locked in with Predator.
They got a race locked in.
Shut my ass, for real? They locked in with the Predator. Shut my ass. What time y'all going to race?
Hey, crew chief, there's going to be some shit going on down here.
Yeah, it is. That, hey, like I said, I'm going to be like a kid in the candy store, dog. I want to be like a kid,
Terry.
Dog.
Yeah.
Terry,
I know y'all ain't trying to lie to you.
You know Friday don't look too good. Friday is a bad outcast, but y'all need to come on down there, man. And y'all come on down there and get settled in, man, and we can, and get ready. Saturdays look perfect, but Friday look a little iffy, though. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Hold on one second, dog. I got this young lady on the phone, dog. We're going to watch her language. First time she ever called. 713-0042. Bunny, you on live with Crew Chief? Bunny.
Hey.
How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Bunny?
I'm good. I was actually just calling in a few minutes early to tell all you guys that, you know, we're starting our new show here at 8 o'clock, that if any of you wanted to dial in, we'd welcome you and appreciate you coming on.
Okay, no problem. What's the number, man?
It's 347
215-9989.
Oh, now that's the same number y'all got. Now, I think y'all got some kind of confusion, Bunny, because they're on the same line that you just told them that to call in. I thought y'all was supposed to be 347-215-8762. Now, y'all keep changing up on us.
Uh-oh. Did I give everybody the wrong number?
Well, that the number you just gave in is the number we on right now. And see,
okay,
the
well,
other day they told me, Jay Barnes, and when you was on the other show the other day, y'all was supposed to be on the old number Big Clark had, which was 347-215-8762. Now, 9989 is the number you're on right now. If you try to call in here, you're going to call this station.
All right, I better get on Facebook and change that real quick.
Well, no. Oh, let me. I can find out. I'm going to call it right now and see what it says. Y'all go ahead and talk, T5, Crew Chief.
Ms. Bunny.
Hey.
Uh-huh.
Let everybody know what you got going on, Ms. Bunny.
Well, we're just starting up our own Wednesday night talk show, talking about Hub City Raceway to tell people what we got coming up and what we got going on this year. You know, we're starting a Friday night street race. We're going to race from the finish line forward. I've set up a race with Pro Stock Joe, which I'm really excited about, February the 11th. We're going to join in on the Battle of the Belts to race for a track belt and then try to go to the nationals, or state, and then I guess nationals. So we just wanted to let people know that, you know, we're going to be doing some things like that this year, or this coming up year.
Okay,
Hey, let me break y'all in. Ms. Bunny.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you gave the wrong number. Your number should be 347-215-8762. That's the call-in number for you, because if you call in the number you just gave, that's this show right here, and it's full already.
Oh, wow. Okay.
See, now, the other night when y'all gave the number out, that's the number y'all gave out, was 8762, and then somebody else came out and gave the number 9989, and I'm saying somebody got some confusion somewhere. So y'all might want to get together right quick while you got about 3 or 4 minutes to find out which one the right one, but 8762 should be your number, not 9989.
Okay, thank you.
Right.
Y'all enjoy. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. That's Ms. Bunny.
Hey,
letting everybody know. Yo.
We got another call of 708-0992. You're on live with Crew Chief.
Yeah! What's going on?
What's going on, brother?
What's happening?
Tell me who I'm speaking with.
That's old gay ass biz, man. That's old gay ass biz, man.
That's who?
Biz, man, that's Biz, my boss, man. The one I just bagged y'all motherfuckers in the corner with.
Hey, Biz.
Yeah.
You know you my main man, 100 grand, right?
Hey, man, listen, I done took the muzzle off, dog, and I took the leash. I told him, do what you do, man. Hey, whatever dog say. Yeah. Hey, if you got to use the KY, if you got to use the Vaseline, do what you got to do. Dog got free reins, baby. Dog gonna do what he do.
Okay, no problem. Hey, say no more. Hey, Biz. You know you my man, Biz.
What I've learned since I've been, me and Dog that came a tag team, Dog done forgot more about drag racing than I know. So I got to sit back and let the old man just navigate through this thing, man. So, wait, reason I called, though, I got a work Saturday, but I'm going to try to get off a little early. What time is Lethal Weapon and them scheduled to race? Because it's going to take me like 2.5 hours to get to the track.
6 o'clock. 6 o'clock.
Six?
Yeah.
Yeah, I won't make that one. What about
you need to try to make
it,
Biz. You need to try to goddamn get off a little early, goddamn it. You need to try to make that one. They got it at 6 because they might want to get in the shootout, too. See, Lethal Weapon and they might want to get in the shootout. So they locked in for 2 o'clock, goddammit.
Yeah. Now, what about Terry and the Predator?
We didn't put in a time.
Y'all didn't?
No, we're racing the shootout, too.
Oh, okay. Okay. Y'all should have put in a time. Because it's getting kind of cool down here, though, Terry. It ain't cold like up there. But it's getting kind of cool.
We race in whatever degree weather it is.
Yeah, that's true too.
Now, for it being too cold, it ain't gonna be too cold. But goddamn, them tulips gonna change like a motherfucker though.
Yeah,
not ours.
Oh shit!
Not all. Hey, I like
y'all ain't
saying
y'all
sure.
ain't good
like
champion, Terry. Y'all ought to make it as late as you can.
Hey, the cooler the weather, the lot the better it is for me.
That's so true.
Hey, what kind of shootout they have down there?
They have a back half shootout, a 29 and a 28 shootout. But look here, I just wanted y'all to know, hey Biz, hey, don't y'all be trying to be friendly with Biz, goddammit, thinking he gonna save y'all motherfucking asses. He ain't gonna save y'all.
Okay, well I got something for Biz right now. Biz,
yes, sir.
On November
yes, sir.
The 30th, that is giving me plenty of time for Dog, and Dog gonna be down there. So make sure he bring that motherfucker down there.
Oh, he
did
that. Hey, we only take races one at a time, sir.
Don't worry about it.
We
don't
might be putting that
goddamn
big block in there, and we might not have
man,
it in there yet.
Damn, as long as you get down to November 30th, bring your ass. Get down.
You notice how when a motherfucker's scared, they try to go to another race? We ain't talking
about
November 7th, bitch.
Ain't nothing about scared. I ain't got no oil pressure. If I had some oil pressure, down on your ass you go, but November
30th. Yeah, you know the rule.
Hey, I got a question, dog. You were saying that Friday not looking too good. Now, I do know last year y'all did Saturday and Sunday. Are y'all doing Sunday this year?
No. Sunday was a fucking flop.
It was, okay.
Sunday was a flop because
okay.
everybody wanted to get back home. So we ain't doing Sunday this year.
Okay. That's being 100. You telling it like it is.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
It'll still be some motherfuckers at the track on Sunday, though. Because
they're going to be fell out track.
Hey, I know
on
I can make Sunday.
Only thing Trackman didn't tell you. Shit, it might be them, too.
If y'all do something Sunday now, I will be there Sunday now. I come over there Sunday. Saturday going to be tight.
Man, just drive your ass over there anyway, man. Whatever time you get out of work, ain't nothing but a ride. Here's a little bit of gas.
Y'all also know now, hey, Terry and everybody, y'all also know we can damn near race if we have to 3 o'clock that night. Because, you know, the time falls back, so 3 o'clock going to be really 2 o'clock.
Right.
Oh, we'll race all night long as that dew don't set in.
Right.
How is it in South Carolina? Do that dew set in over there?
Sometimes it do and sometimes it don't. What I mean by that, if the temperature high in the daytime, if we got good temperature in the daytime, the dew, it don't set on the track that fast, put it that way. Jackson worked good 90% of the time, put it that way.
Okay.
Hey, Bill, don't worry about that. You ain't gonna get enough dew on the track to save your ass, my nigga. I mean, partner.
Hey, you can't use that here. Who they talking? Is that Crew Chief talking?
I caught myself, dog.
I know, but was that Crew Chief talking though?
Yes, that was Crew Chief talking.
Crew Chief, why you keep fucking talking without engaging you to back tie with anything you can borrow? If you ain't got nothing you can borrow, don't talk about no motherfucking races, bitch. You got your back fucking tie.
Hold on, man. See, that's what's wrong with the old motherfuckers, man. The old motherfuckers hard of hearing. They hear they don't work. They got dementia, all times and all kind of shit. Motherfucker, didn't I just tell your old dusty ass I let you know what the fuck I'm going to do tomorrow?
Until you can let me know right now, motherfucker. If you can't let me know now,
man,
shut the fuck up till you kill, bitch.
Man, you ain't telling me, hey. Listen, you want to be the only motherfucker.
Hey, back
right
motherfucking time, motherfucker, and lane choice. Motherfuckers.
Okay, I'll watch how that shit change tomorrow. Watch how that shit change tomorrow.
Tight man. Hold up, tight man. Tight man. What did I just tell this motherfucker he had?
Back tie and lane choice.
Tight man, if he can't take it right now, what do you need to do?
Don't do that.
You and Crew Chief both got the back tie tomorrow, motherfucker, and lane choice in any motherfucking thing you can get in. Anything. I don't give a fuck if it's a goddamn John Foles funny car, motherfucker.
Listen to me. Listen to me. I told you what I had, motherfucker, with my oil pressure. So you get your ass down.
Hold on a minute. Type man, y'all, is Cold Killer going to be down there tomorrow? I get in Cold Killer car, motherfucker, and run you, your tow truck, bitch. Yeah, if you want to race tow trucks, I'll borrow one.
I got a brother.
What Cold Killer truck got to do with your truck? You got a vehicle and I got a vehicle.
Hold on, hold on. You fairly realize it, sir. I specifically told your illegal ass that I don't race my tow truck. I do not race my truck.
I
want that bitch to last me 15 more fucking years. So I don't race it. But motherfucker, if you want, fuck it, I don't have to get Cold Killer. If you want to race tow trucks, lock in 200 on 500 or better for tow truck to tow truck. Fuck it.
Long as it's your tow truck, get your ass down.
I just told you I don't race my truck.
Well, why the fuck you talking? You telling Gucci?
Because I got a car run. If you ain't got no car run, shut the fuck up. We ain't gonna race
listen,
no fucking tow truck.
It's the same shit, motherfucker. I guess you picking and you picking at me because I ain't got no motherfucking oil pressure, bitch.
I ain't left your dumb ass alone because you ain't got no oil pressure.
No, you fucking with my man.
You and your twin ass, midget ass brother over there, Coochie, keep on talking about what y'all going to do and keep talking. If you motherfuckers ain't got no oil pressure or no car you can borrow, both of you bitches shut the fuck up.
Listen, this is my thing. You right. Why you keep drawing on the bitch that told you one motherfucking
time?
That's
because y'all keep running your mouth
man.
About you gonna raise. If you ain't gonna raise, shut the fuck up.
No, dog, you keep talking about the bitch gonna raise. Bitch ain't say nothing to you.
Oh, okay. You been not motherfucking said nothing.
Hey, girl.
Yep.
Not dog. You know, I'm talking to my cousin any kind of way, motherfucker. The only reason why you drawing on him so hard is because you having flashbacks, motherfucker.
No, I already said it. Once he told me he didn't have no oil pressure, I left him alone. But goddamn it, now since you speaking up for him, bitch, you got anything in racing with anything you said in, Tyke, man. Every motherfucking bitch that's got something to say to me, I got something for your ass. I run this motherfucker.
Hey, T-Vi, unmute my mic, okay? I'm a fuck dog up. Man, fuck that. I'm going to stop this bullshit tonight. Bitch, I muted my mic. Hey, this some shit. And I'm taking up for this onion head, motherfucker. He mute my mic.
No, hey, man, I do got flashback. Every time I fuck with T-Vi, he done beat my motherfucking ass. I can't do nothing but goddamn win and shit. I done lost every time I raced the bitch. Motherfucker, every time I raise up, he slapped the shit out of me. I can't do nothing but win, so where the fuck can I go but up?
Dog, do me a favor. Thursday night, after the racetrack, just take me Coochie to Walmart and let's walk around with your crazy motherfucking ass.
Hey, man, we got to find us some bitches. We might get us a couple of bitches and take the Walmart.
Hey, hold up, dog.
No, keep having it, trying to talk to the bitch. They have two teeth in the mouth, though, man.
Hey, dog. Well, she dogged in.
From behind, the bitch was finding a motherfucker, right? So me and Crew Chief were just looking. We walked on there, and Teeth Eye started telling all them lies to her and shit. That bitch fucked right there and smiled, had two teeth in the mouth, man. One at the top and one at the bottom.
No, Tony, say it ain't so, Tony.
Hey, dog.
After we seen this shit, we said, come on, Fire, let's go, man. Come on, Fire. Fire still sitting there talking to that motherfucker, man.
Y'all,
that bitch had two teeth, man. And the thing about it, one was at the top, one was at the bottom, and both of them bitches were rotten.
Ooh, Tony, say it ain't so, Tony.
Hey, you know we got standards over here. You know, dog, with that Bouffier Lake.
No, Tyke, I'm going to be honest now. I don't blame him because I wanted to talk to her, too, as long as she was looking in the front. From behind, she was a bad motherfucker. You had to fuck her doggy style the whole way. As long as you seen that hoe, she had to stay looking the other way, man.
Thank God that old man, that crazy boy.
Tony ain't nothing to play with.
Ooh.
Hey, T5, you and Coochie still there?
Yeah, you got to be still on.
But anyway, T5, you know Crew Chief ain't used that Johnson & Johnson in so long. And in Preparation H, man, what type man they gonna do if they the one get fucked up tonight? Ask type man. If type man them get fucked up, how much shit they gonna use?
Hold on 1 second. Coochie did fall off. Hold on 1 second.
I know he fell off.
What'd you say? What it out?
I said I know he fell off because we didn't hear that little midget motherfucker.
Hey, I got a question, dog. If Cole Killer, if him, Titan Chris, and Tony them pull off this victory against Lethal Weapon, would it be anybody that can step up and say that crew is not the Grudge Race of the year?
Well, it's gonna be funny because we got different people with different aspects on how they want to judge this shit, man. I mean, if you ask me, they at the top of the list. If you ask me about Whitney them right now, they at the top of the list.
I gotta say this. How can you give it to Wit if they blew Wit and them back out?
Okay, you don't just go by quality.
But you did.
Cole
you do
Killer had all heavyweight fights and he undefeated.
Right.
So like I said, it's gonna be a hard decision because nobody got no criteria on how they should judge it. So if you ask me now, I'd have to tell you, goddamn bitch, it's gonna be a motherfucker. It all depends on who getting the banquet. Put it that way.
But what I'm saying is, you give it quality and quantity. That's quality and that's quantity because they knocked off Boss, they knocked off Wit, they knocked off Donye.
Biz, you gave the same argument I tried to tell somebody the other day.
Okay.
But what
you're
really saying is, if it comes down to a tiebreaker, who would get it? And then I understand what you're saying. Your argument is real valid.
Okay.
It's real valid.
But
it's
it all hinges on this weekend, though. I'm going to be honest with you. It all hinges on this weekend. And I hate to say that.
But I'm going to tell you like this, Biz. It also, Cole Killer and them took one car and whooped everybody. Whitney and them whooped everybody with multiple cars. So,
hey man, who's that in the goddamn background noise?
You got to see that.
Kimo and Biz, both of y'all. That's the problem we got right there. Nobody never established no criteria, no rules. That's what's
right,
gonna be the
right.
fucking problem. That's why I say it's really gonna hinge on whoever gonna get a banquet this year, who they gonna have on the committee, or how they gonna decide it. That's gonna be the question
right.
for them.
Hey, dog, let me throw a twist in this, cause Ben said, if a miracle happened and we lose, but there's only one race we done lost. Look at all the ass we done kicked.
Now see that? Type man just throw some more shit in there. You got a point there, too, now. Type man I wasn't even thinking that for, but he got a point. Even if they lose, shit. Type man, you fucked the game up.
But check this out. The Patriots went 16-0 and got to the Super Bowl and lost that last one.
You can't use that because you can go through the whole.
Y'all got to hold on. And I got the caller. They need to say something.
Okay.
I'm going to say tight man. This man is looking for you, tight man.
All right.
313-4595.
How you going to call everybody? I'm going to call y'all
Right. Hey, tight man. This man looking for you, tight man.
Yeah, He didn't know.
Well, tight. He called for you. Some boy from Arkansas wants you, tight man. 313-4595.
Oh.
Hold on. Let me see if he got his ear. 313-4995.
But he's making himself look bad.
No, he's talking in the background.
Right. Yeah, I mean, he had no choice. Herb wouldn't let it go.
Hey,
but now, Ben. Now, you said, okay, it comes down to this weekend. Let's say a miracle happened and we get slapped in the motherfucking mouth. We still got Florida to come back and
No, I'm not saying that you can't win it, Titan.
But I'm saying if you do win this weekend, it's undisputed. See, it's the difference between dispute, undisputed, and then you can have what they have, a split decision. You go, if you whoop Lethal Weapon this weekend, can't nobody say that y'all not Bruh's Racer of the Year. That's what I'm saying. It comes out of this weekend to be undisputed.
Well, yes, you can, and no, you can't. Nobody never made no criteria. That's why you can't say it.
No,
on
the criteria.
On one hand, you're right, but on another hand, can you just say it because he went undefeated? That's what's going to be the argument. That's what's been the argument all the while.
The criteria that I know was quality and quantity.
And who said that?
That was Grudging.
Said it again if you weren't listening.
Right.
Depending on
who's getting a banquet.
Well,
you know who I'm talking about. You know who I'm talking about, Grudging.
I don't know that. I
got to
ask.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm talking about. I ain't talking about
that's what I'm saying.
Joe.
It's going to come down to whoever going to do the grudge, whoever going to do the banquet, who's going to be on the committee to decide these, what you call them. Because if I'm mistaken, who the fuck going to get DJ Grant Grudge Race of the Year in any region with one grudge race?
That was Joe, though. That was Postcard. That's basically what I was talking about.
You got a good point, Biz. You're 100% right. Man, 100% right. Not tight man and throw another goddamn scenario and then fuck everything up now. Now I got a bigger headache. I got to take some more Tylenol now.
Yeah. Only one that they would not have beat.
Just like he said, even if they lose, they only lost that one, and they lost to a bad motherfucker, too.
Yeah, yeah. Now, the person that they lost to, I can't get them Grudge Race of the Year. I mean, if
we
they
ain't
lose,
even, don't even come
I
in
there.
We're not even missing him for Grudge Race of the Year.
Right. I know. That's what I'm saying.
He that many Grudge Races. He had shootout.
True.
They were shootouts.
True. Right. True.
You ain't got to bring that up.
Yeah. 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 Well, it'll be settled Saturday.
I think Cole Killer and Tight Man is some of the baddest motherfuckers for the year.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. The whole crew.
Either way it go. If y'all change the criteria and make like, okay, Cole Killer ain't here but 8 or 9 races, then Cole Killer got to get some regardless.
I don't care
if you got to create a category. He got to get some.
He been getting the baddest
motherfucking bitches all year. And he ain't back down from damn motherfucker yet.
Right, and take this in accountability. Cole Killer been running one car when you get to talking about 901. You know, they got multiple cars.
Okay, see, that's what I'm trying to say. We can't come in and start saying that shit now because that's the same reason Tony Byrne got it every fucking year. He had 50 fucking cars.
Yeah, that's true.
See, that's what I try to tell everybody every year. I try to bring that up every fucking year. That man, every week, he can go to a track and get 4 or 5 races. He got 4 or 5 fucking cars.
Hey, dog. And not being funny, a motherfucker ain't said nothing the last 50 goddamn years when Tony Bynes was winning it and had these bitches woo. So
that's what I'm trying to say, Ty. That's what I just said. Tony always had a minimum. He had a minimum that year, every year a minimum of at least 10 or 12 cars.
Yeah, that's true.
But you want to know something funny? Why you ain't seen nothing posted on that board about how many motherfucking grand races a bitch been winning every month? Huh?
Hey, but you know what? Honestly, when it comes to Tony this year, this is the only year that the running is close. Every year before this that I have followed, Tony just ran away with it. This year...
No, you're wrong, bitch. Let me tell you why you're wrong. See, because like I told you, I'm the baddest bitch in the world. That's why they call me the Godfather, so you got to listen when I speak. The only reason it's closed this year is because Cole Killer put so much pressure. Let me fucking finish, y'all. Damn. Because he done put so much pressure on the racing world with being undefeated. All the rest of the year, it was the same shit, but it wasn't nobody as dominant as Cole Killer, so nobody
that's
really paid no attention
to. But see, that's what I'm saying, dog. That's what I'm saying. You got Cole. You ain't just got Tony and Cole Killer. You got Tony, Cole Killer, and Wick. It ain't never been no 3-way race. You could make an argument for all three this year. Really, you only can make an argument for two, Wick and Cole Killer. Tony been getting his head done.
No, then you got to go back again, like I told you, you still got to put, I ain't going to say he's going to win, but you got to put Dunyer in there, too. Dunyer had a hell of a year, too.
Hey, when you got the three-way tie, just, hey, you go, and y'all just have
Dunyer done had a hell of a year, but it you can't compare his year to Cole Killer.
I didn't say he was
going to
win. I said he should be in the nomination and running, though. He should be in the fucking running. If I had to be on the committee, Dunyer is in the running, but he can't win it, though.
Definitely.
It's just like you just said, when Kimo was finished, when it come down to it, Cole Killer done slapped every one of the motherfuckers that's in the running.
Yes. Except the only one he ain't slapped this year is Big Low.
He done slapped Big Low, though, he ain't even in there fucking running.
But
Big Low is Big Low. I don't care what nobody said. I don't give a damn what nobody said. Big Low is not even in the fucking running.
Big Low ain't even got in the street.
But what I'm saying is that's the only, like, true grudge.
He had to slap Big Low. Dunyer slapped Big Low. And goddamn it, Cole Killer slapped the fuck out of Dunyer. Don't bring another problem. Big Low is a bad motherfucker. We all love him, but if you're talking about him running for that, he's not even in the running.
No, he's not in the running. He's not in the running for the girls race of the year.
To be honest with you, T5 is in front of Big Low for as I'm concerned. T5 is in front of Big Low for as I'm concerned. Because Big Low, goddamn it, he had an off year. Even though he had a good year, he had a damn off year.
True. He's been chasing some gremlins. He's been chasing some gremlins all year. And that happens.
That's what's wrong now. It ain't about nobody's dogs. We talking about real stuff. There ain't nobody taking no favoritism and shit like that. That's what I'm saying. That's why the shit be so fucked.
This year,
Low is not even in the picture for none of this shit we talking about. That's just for real. Y'all want to go with favoritism. You're going with favoritism.
Listen, your heart. I ain't talking about that grudge race of this shit. I ain't talking about that shit. Y'all can have that shit all day long. This year, we not in the running for grudge race of the year. I would agree with you on that. I'm just talking about because somebody said that Low had an off year this year. And my comment to that was, he had an off year. He could have a better year if they get their nuts crossed off my dog. That's what I said.
I don't understand what you mean by that, though, Poochie.
Man, I'll explain it to you when I see you, dog.
You talking about somebody got a jinx on them or something?
No, man.
Poochie, you just said what you said. I need Tight Man to speak right now. Tight.
What's up?
Hold on, this man been calling. Hold on. 870-1277. You on live with Crew Chief and you want to speak to Tight Man. Go ahead.
Yes, Tight Man. I want to know if Cole Killer was underneath the weapon car this weekend. Are y'all going to try the K-9 car? Is he there? K-9 car is
not going to be there.
Right. He ain't.
He need a drag radio track. He ain't coming to House of Hook.
No. And another thing, I'm glad he asked. Maybe he didn't hear all the rest of the show. And y'all got to respect this him because he done already said it. And everybody, I've been hearing certain people have been sending me texts and shit talking about Cole Killer, scared and Cole Killer this him. Cole Killer specifically told everybody when he got a big race like he got this week, he only going to run one motherfucking time. Now the reason I can't bash him because he been saying that about the race when he raced down in Macon and he said that about the day. So everybody that talk about how come he can't run two or three times, well, yeah, he can, but the man done told you what his goddamn objective was, to run one motherfucking race.
And Doc, to back that up, if we want to run 10 or 15 times a night, we would get in the shootout.
I'm not taking up for Cole Killer. It's telling you what real, before everybody start trying to talk this and shit. The man said he running one race. One race, he said.
I mean, you got to respect that. Whether you like it or not, you got to respect it.
Hell, they mess them up and dislike that set man operation.
Hmm?
I said it ain't nothing to dislike about what Cole Killer takes. That's that man operation. He can do it.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm getting at. See, now if he right. had never said that, and then some, you could say that, but he always done said when he got a big race, he got his mind focused on that one fucking race, and you got to respect that. That means that's dedication. That man trying to go out there and do what he do, and he trying to go out there and kill the motherfucker he trying to race, and that's all the fuck he worried about doing.
Yeah, I agree with him and being focused.
That's only common sense. If you got, like you say. And then not to mention, these people don't know what that pot like. So you ain't finna go out there and chance nothing and tear nothing up before you get your chance to win that pot.
Yep.
And that one race might be worth more than the shootouts. All them laps, you know. Yep. I'll put all that extra pressure on the
top. 9 times out of 10, they are. So, you know, if I was Killer, yeah, I ain't going to do no. Me, myself, I don't really run my car in no shootout because I can make one hit and win what I'm going to win in that shootout.
You right. No, the damn fold out. I can tell you right now. I can tell you right now just the preliminary shit is 3 times more than the shootout money. I can tell you that right now.
What they paying for the shootout, the 28, 20 and a half shootout?
It's $4,000. Before everybody says something, that's a goddamn good pot. We seen motherfuckers go out there and kill themselves for over $1,500. So, I mean, you know. Goddamn right. Shit. They go out there and kill themselves for $1,500. So, people be saying something. The way the economy going now, if you can get in see, it's like this here. Some motherfuckers going to go in there and run their car anyway. So, shit. Just like Big Lodum came down there. Big Lodum came down there one Thursday just to fucking test. They wouldn't even think about no fucking shootout. And came out and they won that goddamn $1,500, so that paid for their test session.
No.
Yeah.
Imagine if you win 10 goddamn shootouts for $1,500, how much money you won for the year?
$15,000.
Smart, dog. Smart. It'll throw you in three different tags, right?
Black man, let me ask you the poor man way. Let me ask you the poor man way. And all y'all out there that think y'all got money, just listen here. Type man, if I came to you every day and just gave you $5, how much money do you think you'd be done saved by the end of the week?
Shit, I'd be done saved the best of motherfucking money.
You know why? Because that same $5, just say that $5 I gave you, you went and bought your lunch every day. Do you realize how much money y'all spend out there just going there and buying them snacks and cookies and sodas and shit every day? Just go add that shit up one day. See how much money you done spent through the week doing that bullshit.
Not for him to win that tight man. For him to win that, say he won all his races for the $15,000. Do you believe that car gonna hold up next year?
Kimo, what you got to realize, Kimo, let me show you something that a lot of people don't realize. Let me show you something that a lot of people don't realize if they grow as racers and get in these shootouts. See, now, I got to admit one thing. Real Premium ain't to me, it ain't smart for getting in shootouts. They run their car all the way out, damn near every pass, don't care if they got a man beat or not. If you was a smart motherfucker, for instance, like me and Attack Man was in a shootout, if I got a bitch beat, I ain't going to stay in my car. So them passes, I might make 4 passes on the motherfucker, but them 4 passes might not add up to number one good pass.
Two. It got to add up to two.
It might not even add up to two, Ty.
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah. So what I'm trying to tell y'all is, even though they're in the shootouts, I mean, if your car pretty good and everything, and you taking care of it, shit, them shootouts, you don't have to make but 2 or 3 good passes. I mean, you do that many test passes. The average month, keep on, look how many passes you made on your car testing it. Just look at that. Go back and think about how many pounds you put on your car testing and trying to get it right. I bet you got goddamn it over 20, 30 pounds on that bitch.
Oh, heck yeah.
All right, then. Same difference I'm trying to show.
But see, as expensive as this goddamn, this racing shit is, man, don't get me wrong. You just sneak in and slap shit out of somebody. You can sneak in and slap the shit out of them in a shootout and steal that money, that's cool. But
No matter how many, what size motor you got, you still got them. It costs you $300 to make a pass.
Yeah, and another thing you forgot. A lot of these people, even though they grudge run, some people just like to race too as a hobby. It's their hobby. It ain't their livelihood. It's their hobby.
Right.
So they're going to run the
car
any goddamn way. What good is it? Look at Matty Joe Young them. They got a goddamn $200,000 to $300,000 car. They ain't run none this year. What the fucking use you having $200,000 to $300,000 sitting up in the goddamn garage catching spider wheels for, man? Come on, man. Think about it.
And you know what happened to the motherfuckers when they do that right now? They bring you and then technology change on your ass.
And you way behind, and you can't even get rid of that raggedy motherfucker.
There you go.
Hey, y'all hard, man. Y'all hard. Hey, dog. Y'all hard, boy.
Crew chief, this we talking real. See, a lot of people don't, just like right now, the average fan, go up in the fan and think all we do is show up at the track and race. They don't realize right now, just like Tyke Man and me and you, just like y'all, I'm going to use y'all, crew chief. Y'all been getting ready to come to the House of Hook ever since goddamn it last week.
Yep.
Y'all been getting ready to come down here ever since last motherfucking week. Now, y'all show up here and race. Motherfucker think that's all y'all did is drove here and raced.
Hey, Crew Chief, I tell you what. Look at not being funny. When you wake up in the morning, look at how you look when you home. And look at yourself when you go back to that goddamn room after that track. When you get to that bitch, you tired.
Man, you barely can keep your eyes open, man.
Damn right.
I can't keep my eyes open. Nah, I've been up since 1 o'clock this morning working, bro.
That's what I'm saying. But see, Crew Chief, the average fan that don't know no better, see y'all come in and make a pass, they think that shit easy. They don't realize, bitch, you done put a week work into that, plus you done worked at the damn track. You done put 3 days in at the track in one night.
Hey, when we get back home from that shit, you need a whole day.
No, you need at least two. You need at least two, and if you're an old motherfucker like me, you're going to need three.
Not being funny, Crew Chief. I don't even know how you can sit up there and say a whole day, motherfucker, when y'all leave on Sunday, and it ain't like y'all live around the corner.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. Tyke Man didn't realize it. So he started doing it, putting them cars in there to pull them in and out of them trailers and shit. When he came over there and seen that shit, that bitch got them to thank me about 50 times in the same day. Because he said, I don't see how you do this shit, man. This shit is a full-time fucking job.
And imagine, that's just one car. Imagine running between two and three cars at a time.
That's just like that goddamn wick and not being funny. I'm going to say it like this so motherfuckers don't think I'm being funny. Certain motherfuckers ain't as serious about their program as some people. Some bitches run the same plug till the bitch won't crank no more.
I ain't going to tell y'all no lie. We went somewhere. Me and my guy Tony went somewhere. And we went to a new tuner. Man, the man told us when we get there, hey, man, snatch them plugs out. Now, me and Tony, we don't work on no cars. We hardly work on the car. Man, the man told us, snatch the plug out. Tony looked at me. I looked at him. It was Tony's car. So Tony go to snatching the plugs out. He got the one plug. I kid you not, this motherfucking plug. He on there for an hour. I done rode around the track talking shit, and they come back. Tony. You still on this motherfucking plug. Tony looked at me. I said, well, Tony, what you doing with this goddamn plug, man? He looked at me again. I said, well, Tony, watch out. I go over there. I get the plug out. Now, I think I'm going to get the plug out real quick. It 30 minutes went back. Tony come back to the car. Kimo, you ain't got the plug out yet. I said, Tony, I'm just not getting this bitch in you. Man, Tony looked. Like, man, he got to do something about how we going to get these plugs out. But the story is we had a mechanic there. The tuner was there, but the guys who actually rents on the cars for us was not there. Me and Tony was up shit creek there. Like, man.
You got that right. Just changing plugs on some of them motherfuckers is a goddamn ordeal.
And then not to mention, this guy told me and Tony, yeah, after we make every pass, we need to pull a plug out. I tell Tony, shit, you got a job on your motherfucking hands right
hey,
now.
You ain't got a team, and then Dyke Man, goddamn it, they have to warm them up with plugs and then pull them out and put some more in there.
Yeah, sir. Yes, that's what they do, too. I said, shit, Tony, you got a lot of work on your motherfucking hands. I tell them, they come and change the plug when we take it out to warm it up.
That's all in the game,
fella.
That's all in the game.
We learned his ass that weekend.
Hey. But see, the fans don't see that shit, man. You know, for me to go to the track Saturday, it takes me, I got to fill Nigel's bottles Monday. I got to take and goddamn get the truck clean. That T5 shit there. Then you got to take and go to work. Got to make goddamn soccer practice or whatever going on. Then you got to wash the car. You got to goddamn get the fuel. You got to fucking turn back around and make sure you got everything you may need. And shit. And on your way to the track.
It all depends on where you parked at. You probably got to hook up and move the trailer two or three times.
You forgot to load the car now. You got to load and secure that motherfucker.
Yeah,
now.
But you done unloaded and loaded that bitch two or three times. But this part that really kick you in the nuts. When you on your way from the leave and you think about, shit, I ain't got no generator gas.
Oh, man. That's the hardest thing to do, to pull up in them little gas stations just to get some generator gas.
Hey, Type Man, you forgot about yourself. You got to take care of yourself. Make sure you got everything.
Trying to get a haircut and man, fuck that. Shit.
Yeah. It's a lot of shit going on there, man.
And then not being funny. And this year here, I will say this for this year, it has been a lot of great shows. I'm talking about star-studded lineup. And the fans wasn't there to support.
It was all racist.
You know. But then you turn around and let dog say he going to cuss my ass out and call me this and call me that. Motherfucker, you can't get on the show at 5.
You got damn show right now.
At 5:50. But what they don't understand, man, we talk shit to one another because that's what keep your ass up like crew keep them up tonight. You know.
No bullshit.
You know, this motherfucker said.
And to be honest with you now, if you notice, Kimo been on all these shows, that's how you got to keep up with this goddamn game, man. That takes a lot out your ass, being on all these motherfucking shows every night.
Hey, but dog, they don't know. I'm on these shows. I'm working. I can drive this motherfucker. I can drive my truck. To be on these shows, I can drive my truck. I can leave out.
That's it. That shit keep you waiting, then, so you in good shape. You love that shit, though.
Hey, yeah, all this shit.
Yep.
Hey, I got a question for Tyke Man.
What's that?
Hey, Tyke Man, what's gonna ever happen with the conversation y'all was having the other night on Wild with Rock when y'all was talking about the preparation of the track? Do you think going into the new year that a lot of these tracks where these grudge races going to be going on at, should we be looked at for the surfaces to be prepared different or better for little tire cars? I know you was on, dog. I'd like to hear some more about the preparation of the track going into the new year.
Well, a lot of tracks have really been stepping their game up, I must say so. But it's like this, if you have a party at your house and you got 100 people there and motherfucking 20 people come and tell you how nasty your motherfucking house is, you're going to do something about it, right?
That's right.
Okay, when you come to the track and you see motherfuckers slipping and sliding, how about go up to whoever you may see or know and say, hey, man, that's these guys' life out there on that shit, because they only going to listen to us so much.
Okay, right. Now I'm gonna tell you the real deal on that. What Tyke Man says is 100% right, but you got to look at this here. Normally, your premier tracks, I'm gonna just say, you know, your premier tracks or your semi-premier tracks, to be honest with you, they normally prep the track
pretty damn good regardless. It's just a matter of whether it's a grudge event or whether you got a show going on. If it's a grudge event and ain't but one or two cars going down the damn one lane this time and one lane next time, you ain't going to get the proper rubber down there. So that's why the track is slipping and sliding, because they don't have enough cars to go down there to make the shit work right. That's the problem that be.
Right.
So well, if you had an event or something where you keep cars on the track, that's why it's good to maybe have a shootout or whatever, where you're going to get more cars. See, at a grudge event, you don't have as many cars. That's why you see at these class races, you don't see all these cars breaking loose, because they have fucking cars going down the track back to back to back to back to back to back. And that puts more rubber on the track, and it makes it work better.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right about everything you just said, dog. Everything you just said was absolutely correct, brother.
Exactly. But now, as far as the grudge races, when we have our event, in order to get that killer service, hey, man, we got to start going down beside someone. Well, I don't want him to get my time. Sit there and let that bitch beat you out, King Kong. And you go down in the lane, and guess what happens then? Like the event coming up, in Orlando, the mega event. How about just let a bit, you going to get the same ticket. Only thing going to be off is your damn reaction time. But try to make
it right. In their mind, their mentality is saying they don't want to do that, because that's where it should be. All you got to do is just let the man take off in front of you, then you go.
Exactly.
You know, they don't understand that shit, though, man.
Only thing going to be off is your reaction time. You're going to have a 9 on the light. He'd be at the 330. When he getting his ticket, you'll just be coming through the trap. But
right.
There's two cars going down both lanes, and then when you get ready to put your money up, you don't feel like if you lose the coin toss, I can't race. You know?
Yep.
Because, see, okay. Let me tell you what I anticipate is going to happen. Everybody needs a shakedown. Then you take, and I will tell you, I'm going to go over there, and whoever running the lane, I'm going to motherfucker give him $20 to do whatever I got to do to get that great thing up there. We get a shakedown. Yeah, oh, you let them go. That's favoritism. That's this. You can't win for losing.
Right.
See, one thing about it, Tate, a lot of people don't want to pay to play.
Well, to be honest with you, you don't have to pay to play if you got a grudge event, per se. I said it to say this, if you get somebody that know how to run the stages, just like, for instance, if we're going to be down there November the 30th down there in the Sunshine State down there, at Crew Chief and them racing, have a lane for the grudge racers, have a lane for everybody else. If you got a grudge race, and if it's a grudge event, you have the people that, in the grudge lane to come around, and they get priority. All you got to do is tell the people when they come in there that the grudge racers got priority for this race. So y'all want to get, you get many runs you can, but you have a separate lane for the grudge racers. So when the grudge racers do get in that lane, you can go and get them on around there. That's how you can do that.
Make sure you run it right, dog. Make sure you run the race.
Like I said, it ain't going to be up to me to run the lanes like that, because you got to have whoever down there to do it. But we'll talk about that when we get down there. That's where it needs to be. I'm just saying, grudge racers should have the priority to come on around there, because, you know, they need to come on, make their shakedown and make their adjustment and come on and do the grudge racing. But, you know, you just got to see how the flow going when you get there. But if you got the lanes designated, then it'll run much smoother. Then just like now, if Mike them do, like I suggested, just like over there at the House Hook now, I would say at 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock, if you got a test and tune, you got to go downside somebody. If you don't, you ain't going down. Two cars always got to go down the track after a certain time. Two cars got to go down side by side at the same time. Otherwise, we ain't had no more single fucking runs.
Hey, let me say this right here. I've been to one grudge event in the last couple of years. And this motherfucker here, and I've been to a couple of his races, he do the best job I've seen at a grudge event at making a bitch stop whatever going on, and your ass is going up there to get it on, man. Who that is, dog?
Shit, I know. God damn it, Tyke. Who is that?
that goddamn week. 901 Bad Boy. That bitch is.
Oh yeah, yeah. But see, the only problem with that sometimes is if they already let the people come back up under the tower too quick. Yeah, they'll stop it because I stopped them this week. I stopped them this week and let them come on around. But then, I still had to bag the motherfuckers that was already got up in there because the man that was running the staging let the cars got up under the thing and was blocking the way. But I stopped and made them bitches move out of the way, and they came on up there. We did that this week, type man.
Hey, that goddamn Wick, you walk up to Wick and you put that money in his hand, oh, it's like, is a class going on? Hey, let me get these two motherfuckers here. Two cars here run. We going to push these bitches to the side. Y'all come on, man. Now, I'm a grudge racer.
But see, the only thing, you got to make sure they stay back behind them. See, if you let them bottleneck coming into in the water box, it's more problem. But if you make them stay in the lanes and call them as you come, you can do that. Because if you got the designated lane for a grudge race, all you got to do is, like you said, just pull them on around and let them go straight to the line, straight to the front.
Now, I give him that credit. That do an excellent job with that to me.
Yeah. Yeah, he doing that shit this week. I got cussed out about 20 times this week, though.
I will say this. That old motherfucker dog know he get excited when false signs get in. I don't know.
Huh?
I say you really get excited when false signs be at the tree. You were so excited when false signs was getting ready to stage in, talking about you going to roll on top of him. Man, you know
I do that to do because that's part of now. Because see, I know what he's gonna do. If you listen, I've been already pumped up. I pump up both of them. I don't get excited with Tony. I just know what the hell he's gonna do. If you sit there and put one bulb on, he gonna roll on top of you. I just be saying that.
Right.
That's just my announcing thing I be doing. It ain't just because of him. Anybody else I know will do the same shit. I'm gonna do the same stuff. I like to see a staging do it.
We just like the enthusiasm. That was real. Enthusiastic on your part, how you call it when they say 10, man. I really appreciate it.
Hey, man, motherfucker can do a live goddamn broadcast, and you think you're there looking at them motherfuckers.
Yeah.
But nah, they bullshit. The motherfucking staging king is goddamn Big Low. Big Low's done here the bitch out there 45 seconds, man, a minute.
Hey, I like that. I did that down in Wisconsin. I like that. Big Lo said, bitch, I ain't going in if you don't go in. Shit, fuck you.
Hey, Lo, man, that motherfucker, that crazy. He down there in Bradenton last year, man, that shit, that was classical.
Yeah. A stage duel always classic, boy. When you got two bad motherfuckers up there, which one of them going to break, goddamn? Which one of them bitches going to break?
What? One thing I can tell you about old medium low now, dog. I hate to tell this secret, but I'm gonna let this bitch out.
His name Chubby, man. His name Chubby.
Oh, well, one thing about Chubby don't lose too much. When he hold a bitch out there now. Y'all ain't paid attention to that.
Yeah, you right now. You right about that now. You right, Ty.
Hey.
Yeah, who's that motherfucker there? He did it out in Montgomery. A bitch gonna try to hold him out there, and that bitch with an name was two minutes late.
I'm trying to think.
That was your boys. A big day boy, wasn't it? And they're trying to play a game on Big Low, trying to hold Big Low and shit, and he left 2 minutes late.
This motherfucking went in there and he don't know Low over that motherfucking thing about them honey buns, the motherfucking potatoes and French fries and shit. And he can't see out the damn window, so you ain't gonna look in and see him. Low be over there, motherfucker, doing whatever, man. Lil Debbie be on that bitch line.
Hey, that was your boy, what it's like.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, he gonna try to play a staging dude with Big Low and left 2 minutes late.
Hey, motherfucker don't know type, man. They don't know that shit amped the man up. That bitch up even worse.
You right. If you don't rally a motherfucker and you try to play with it, all that do is make that bitch kill your ass. You damn sure right now, crew chief. You got, because I know what a motherfucker think he's getting in my head, like a bitch going there and somebody, oh man, Tony's gonna make you, when I used to double buff a motherfucker first, he gonna make you sit there all day. Bitch, I don't give a fuck. I'm prepared to sit all day.
Mm-hmm. Hey, let y'all in on the secret that y'all, for the people who stand on the line, don't pay attention to. When you ever see that happen, when you ever see that staging dude happen with Big Low, just watch the car. That bitch be in that car hopping around, man. That car be shaking, bro. That bitch be in there hopping around all type of shit.
Yo, what
that bitch be in there amped up.
See, everybody be focused on the trick one and who gonna go in.
But you know what I like though. You know what I like when you didn't come down there, Crucci. T5 came over and got me and said, "Dog, you mind helping line low up?" Man, I love line low up because if you tell low to stop, that bitch gonna stop as soon as you say stop. He gonna go as soon as you say go. He gonna get over as soon as you got. That make a motherfucker that lining you up feel like, damn, this bitch paying attention for real. So I know why you be up there lining him up, but low got trust in whoever lining him up, man, and that makes a damn difference too. A lot of bitches don't understand that either.
Exactly.
It's called teamwork. You know, he trusted his teammates. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is.
If you don't believe it, to be honest with you, ask Type Man what I told him about lineup. I just, me and Type Man were talking about this the other day when I was with that racing. Ask Type Man what I told him.
Now, once he seen it was me, I put that bitch in reverse. He went and done what I asked him to do, and goddamn, now I say Type. You know, I told Dog, I said, Dog, I don't want to be fucking with you. Cause I know how you is about when you in that zone. I say, but, shit, I'm on the outside of the car, motherfucker. I see better than you on the outside. I don't give a fuck how good of a driver you is. He said, nah, I don't mind that shit. I really be needing a motherfucker, but before I just ask a bitch and they see me by myself, fuck it, I'm used to doing it myself.
But what I told you I wanted you to do from now on out, Ty.
Oh, if anytime I'm there, come and line you up.
Damn right.
Hey, that's what's up. Hey, he wants you to line him up because he trusts you, Ty.
So, no, because see, Crew Chief, that's what I, see, like I said, I studied everybody. You got some bitch to be lining a motherfucker up and just to be showboat. You see a bitch lining a bitch up, looking in the stage, see who looking at him. He trying to get some goddamn airtime. Man, you ain't got time for that profiling shit when you lining the motherfucker up, man.
Right,
I'm saying, you see a bitch lining the motherfucker up, looking all up in the stage, seeing his girlfriend over there, waving that motherfucker and shit. Man, get the fuck out of the way before I run over your motherfucking head. Hey, if you don't believe it now, just, I hear T5 and them back there laughing. But see, Crew Chief, I want all y'all on the phone tonight. Just watch some motherfuckers. Them bitches be Hollywooding their ass off, man. And don't know what the fuck they really be doing. They just be Hollywood, man.
Yeah, motherfuckers out there. Hey, they out there trying to put the show on this shit.
Hey,
dog. You can tell them motherfuckers that be Hollywood. Them bitches got on snow white sneakers.
Yeah, cleaning them up. No. And then look here. Hey, look here. They love to walk out there and make like they checking the track and see how much glue there. Bitch, get your motherfucking ass out of the way before I run over your motherfucking head.
Hey, Ty, they out there with that shit like you say, like they going to a motherfucking goddamn best dress contest or something, man. You're
no goddamn way. They just out there trying to showboat, man.
I'm gonna say, like this Saturday, Friday night, a bitch lay that outfit on the bed and say, "I'm gonna kill them on YouTube, motherfucking tomorrow." Hey, I know one thing. When they do that shit, they be out there checking the track and out there showboating, thinking like they backing somebody else up. I know one thing. When they get home and take new shoes off, they throw them bitches in the garbage. But one thing they don't know about that track, when that track will fuck up a pair of shoes.
Hey, Crew Chief, I like the way you do it, but now the serious motherfucker I seen line a bitch up is goddamn that T5. I ain't said it because he's on the phone. That motherfucker look like he finna goddamn steal a piece of pussy. He be so serious looking, man.
Hey, dog. Now, he had that killer look, but now, I'm going to tell y'all another bit. He leaned over about 45 motherfucking degrees, and because his driver's so short, and he hold one hand and be pointing, and I say, this bitch on the land a plane. Butt to the neck.
Yeah. Hey, T-Man do got a booster seat in that motherfucker for real, though.
I know it.
They think we be bullshitting, track, man. He got a booster seat in that bitch for real.
Who that?
T-Man.
Who don't? Butt naked driver. Oh, yeah, that little short motherfucker, that boy. God damn, short man, shorter than short, boy. Hey, yeah. But now, I'm gonna show a lot of racers how dumb they was and they missed their opportunity.
when Buck Naked had that motherfucking 7 foot tall goddamn snorkel on the front of that motherfucker, all you had to do was put that bitch in that left lane and T-Man can't see over that motherfucker, man. Bitch supposed to be beat them because he couldn't leave.
You can't see
that. He ain't lying. The bitch got to look around that motherfucker to see the tree.
But to the nigga, her rubbing six on this day.
You got to do like Tony Wright told the motherfucker the other night. You got to take a snorkel off and put it on the trunk so the battery's going to breathe.
Hey, hey, crew chief, y'all trying to come out here tomorrow? Y'all ain't trying to come out here tomorrow?
Why, dog? Why?
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Why? Well, no, I just asked the question, brother.
You
know,
we just.
You
gonna take us and get
some heat? I mean, that's routine, bitch.
Huh?
That's routine,
motherfucker. You gonna take us and get some heat, bitch? You gonna be knocking on your motherfucking door.
That bitch don't walk too far from his phone. I hear him walking too far.
Now, you see this? Y'all can't hear me?
No, not you, dog. That goddamn T-side with that iffy stuff.
Now, I ain't got no earpiece. I'm on the iPhone, Ty. I ain't got no earpiece.
Now you sound better now, motherfucker. Then you must be on something.
No, bitch. I had you on the speakerphone on mute.
Okay, motherfucker.
Okay.
Hey, fellas, hold on. I'm going to do this shit. I'm going to end the show the right way tonight because we got about 3 minutes left on the show. And I don't want it to hang up like it did last motherfucking week. Got the dog be talking shit. A5, let's run down through these hands real quick. Let's see who will run down through these mics real quick. And while we got time, I don't want the show to hang up on nobody. We be having a good discussion. And, you know,
you want to start from the bottom or you want to start from the top?
Man, start from the bottom, bro. All
right.
Y'all motherfuckers, I don't book the goddamn show for 3 hours. You can stay on for you, weak motherfuckers.
Just chimed in. Hold on. 224-6386.
What's up, brothers? What's up, man? Just checking in, man. Listening to the show. That's all. Just want to chime in and say it was a good show, brother.
Who we speaking with, brother?
Smooth criminal out of shot. What's up, dog? How you doing, brother?
Smooth motherfucking criminal. Don't you see how smooth that motherfucker sound? Sound like one of those high yellow ass brothers with a goddamn afro.
No afro. I'm a faulty, man. I'm a faulty. But yes, sir, we are smooth. Hey, dog, we are going.
I hope you don't have no head like we start Joker. God damn, he got a head on him.
Yeah, he did.
Hey, man, you know what? The motherfucker head wouldn't look so bad. Had that hat be on it, be too small for his head, make it look bigger, man.
Listen, man, did y'all see Type Man on camera? I bet if I put this hat on, it'll cover up to my damn nose.
I have that goddamn hat on it,
then they cover
up
his bottom nostrils.
That's a goddamn.
Got it on him.
Oh, shit. That man, fuck that. Post-op Jojo need to stick to that Beijing, man. Just stick to the Beijing and leave the hat off.
Oh, but
that
over top. There's another bitch that has it in their head, too, but just because he's big, nobody don't say nothing.
Oh, you
talking about Mississippi Joe, motherfucker?
Mississippi Joe? Yeah, Mississippi Joe be on that Beijing. Mississippi Joe had that Beijing going on, too.
That damn shit be that
ain't nothing but
that
damn
shit.
Hey, dog, tell him it ain't nothing but that shit you rap on your face from the motherfucking army, you smart bitch.
Yeah, that old goddamn camouflage shit. He's hiding and busting the motherfuckers out.
Hey, listen. Does Pro Stock Joe really know what size he wearing? Anything?
Hell no.
Everything, man, that man don't know what size to wear. He wear.
That Kimo rough on everybody, boy.
Especially him, because he always talking about somebody. But, man, have you ever just looked at Pro Style Joe? Funny looking summer girl.
Hey, that motherfucker got a physique and everything, ain't he?
Man, his shirt too tight, pants too tight, hat too small. Lord knows if he got some glasses, they won't be on his face the right way. God damn, Kimo. Kimo hard, boy. I'm keeping it 100.
chemo hard, boy. Chemo hard.
I see,
you got to talk to me with an old fucked up lad, man.
No, I seen Pro Style Joe in the bar with his old lady. Yeah, his pants were tighter than hers. I said, yeah,
well, y'all see me, boy.
Hey, is Terry still on the line?
I done got a text. I'm going to see who's going to cuss me out tonight. Good God.
Terry on the line. I don't know. Terry, you know, Witt normally come to the on the line, but Terry on the line, yeah. Witt ain't got on.
Hey, your cell phone, dog.
So what up?
Check your cell phone, dog.
Check your cell phone.
Hey, check your cell phone, man. You got a text message. Check that bitch.
Oh, man, I'm out motherfucking door with my dog. Let me go in there. What the fuck y'all talking about?
Hey, dog, you got to see this one here. Walk in my heart, see what my lovely wife's doing.
She's I just
brought her home. She all right. Someone text me the phone. I might have a phone like Buck Negan, but I can't see shit. Oh, shit. Who the fuck is that, T5 sent me some shit. The fuck he sent me, man? Oh, man, I seen that shit on Facebook, T5. That bitch that got them fucking dogs on them big old damn titties with her wrinkle ass. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, that old wrinkle ass bitch. I seen that shit on Facebook. Who let the dog out?
Yeah, you did.
Hey, dog, I want you to look one more time, dog. Got one more thing for you. I don't want you to take no pill now. Hold on.
You can't send me no picture of no pussy now, because I ain't worried about no pussy.
Oh, shit.
Bullshit, Doc.
I'll tell you the truth.
Hey, crew chief.
You sure y'all going off at 10 o'clock tonight? Y'all might stay on another 30 minutes. I mean, another hour, man.
It might be on, but I can't stay on. I got to get back to work, because, shit, we got a road trip to be on.
You ain't working, bitch.
I'm on the phone, bitch. I'm trying to get off the phone so I can go back to work, bitch.
So you want to say that damn motherfucker go and close the show down, you homosexual motherfucker.
Hey, dog, did you get my text message, dog?
Hey,
I ain't got it yet. It ain't came through that, T. I got the one with the picture, but I ain't got it there.
Hey, Fire.
Yeah.
Man, let's run through this shit, bro, so we can go, bro.
I can't. Hey, listen, man, we done got oil pressure over here in one of these motherfucking cars, man. I got to wait till they cut this motherfucker off while I walk back in there.
Hey, man,
cut your weakness up. We
want to
hear.
Hey, dog, you got it?
I ain't got it, D.
I would have fucked that. I don't know what. Oh, you got a butt-naked phone tonight, dog.
No, I ain't. Goddamn it, if you sent it to me, motherfucker, you probably sent it to the wrong place.
Hey, dog, it ain't sent to you, dog.
Okay, I'm telling you, motherfucker, I'm looking at the one you sent me, and that's all that fuck I got.
Hey, just keep talking. When that bitch come through, I want you to keep talking.
Okay.
Hey, Fire.
I'm waiting on the motherfucker. I'm out here waiting on this bitch.
Hey, Fire.
Yeah?
Man, let's run through the line, bro.
I goddamn ain't heard from Crucie have a goddamn baby, man. That bitch definitely got... Crucie, we don't need you on the phone. Just get the fuck off. You ain't got the switch, bro. You can go and put your ass to work. We'll stay on the motherfucking phone, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Johnson & Johnson?
Johnson.
Oh, I got it now. I got it now, motherfucker. Damn. Oh, I got to go take my pill now, motherfucker.
Hey, while we talking about text, did any of y'all get that message with that Hitler... about no way to prepare cars? Did anybody get that?
Hey, man, who won't let it in, man?
He's
cranking up. What are you doing, cranking up? That sound like shit. That sound like shit.
Hey, that sounded like shit.
That was. They didn't say that was in one of the race cars, dog. They said they had oil pressure, man, in one of the customer cars.
Oh, they were talking about in the race car. Oh, that sounded like shit right there.
Oh. I just remembered I need to put my damn trash can to the road. What's up, neighbor?
Hey, let me see. Can you hear this type, man? Can you hear this there?
Ooh.
Did you hear that?
You about to say you trying to pick at him?
No, I'm trying to let him know he better not try to crack